How do you measure the success of your employer brand efforts? Maybe you just notice more smiles on people's faces, so you feel like your work is justified. Or maybe you are on best places to work lists and feel awarded for your hard work. Well, we prefer the hard numbers. The Employer Brand Index helps you calculate the return on investment of your employer brand, and in turn, validates the work you are doing to your organization. Having a great employer brand means you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, and even alumni experience. When you use insights from our Employer Brand Index, you can take action and move the needle. Want to know more? Just get in touch. Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, son, Cerveson, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. Find purveyors of data-driven employer brand insights. That is how we labor ourselves. Now, what do you do when your company is super well-known from a consumer perspective, but with the wrong associations? Today, we're going to chat with a telco in Europe that has this very challenge. So let's learn how they position themselves as an attractive employer, specifically for IT talent. And start the show. Hey, Katja, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Jürgen, thank you very much.
So who are you and what is it that you do?
Well, my name is Katja Boland, and I'm the employee branding lead at Swisscom, Swiss company. So I'm responsible for the employee branding strategy and basically the output of the employee branding team. And before Swisscom, I used to work for ABB, maybe a bit more known than Swisscom.
Oh, yeah, I know ABB, a good Swedish company. Tongue twister there. All right, so Swisscom, what exactly is it?
Well, Swisscom is Switzerland's leading telecom company and as well one of its leading IT companies. So our roots date back to 1852. And wow. We emerged out of a government organization. And in 1997, Swisscom was officially formed and listed on the stock market then the next year. Yes, but our biggest shareholder is still the Swiss Confederation.
And when you say the Swiss Confederation, that's like the Swiss government, basically, the Swiss... State. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Great. And I know that Swisscom is an extremely strong B2C brand in Switzerland. It'd be interesting to know what your talent challenges might be.
So basically, I guess like the biggest part of all companies worldwide, we are desperately looking for IT professionals. Yeah. Really from all kinds of areas, security, cloud, software development, business applications, etc.
And is there a big competition? Where do these people want to work? How do they rate Swisscom versus the other companies?
So, yes, there's absolutely a very big competition, especially that not only tech companies are basically competing for them. And then, yeah, obviously, we are competing with the big names as Google, Microsoft, IBM, AWS, etc. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of our challenges is our strong B2C brand. And our strong roots in Switzerland, because we are mainly associated with being a government company and with our B2C telco products. And both things are not necessarily attractive to IT professionals, unfortunately.
Right. Okay. So, sometimes being a strong B2C brand may not be attracting the right target group. So, I guess that's one of the reasons the employer brand exists. So tell us about how it came about and what are your objectives and the strategy?
Mm-hmm. So we are a team of three permanently employed people, and we have some juniors as well in our team, like apprentices, interns, etc. And a couple of years ago, it used to be the HR marketing team with a strong focus on university marketing. Mm-hmm. And then we took a detailed look at our strategic workforce management data, talked to the business, to colleagues from active sourcing and recruiting, and it became obvious that we needed to shift to professionals, especially IT professionals, and that we need to work on our employer brand. And so basically our main objective is to position us as an attractive employer among our target group internally and externally. and in an authentic way.
Yeah, and is the employer brand function, is it part of talent acquisition or HR or marketing or otherwise?
Mm-hmm. So we belong to the HR department. We are in a so-called chapter, talent attraction and succession. So it has three streams, employer branding, talent management, and active sourcing. So we are kind of in the talent attraction part of HR, but not necessarily like reporting to recruiting or anything, because I anyway think that should not be the way.
Okay, fair enough. And we had a little chat before we started recording here, and I'd like to ask about an EVP, but you mentioned that you've kind of banned the word EVP. Tell us the story.
Yes, so basically it's pretty simple. So there is already a Swisscom value proposition that's coming from corporate branding. And so it was kind of, we don't need a second value proposition. And that's why we are talking now about the employer positioning and not a value proposition.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. I've spoken to a few people who brand experts to say that there is only one brand. Perhaps you can have different articulations of it, but usually that whoever owns the master brand in a company, they can be very protective. All right. So let's focus in on the employer positioning and also the employer branding communication concept, which I know you've been working on. What does it look like?
The headline always starts with kind of ready for, ready to, and then the tagline is what you do is who we are. Mm. In Swiss German, it sounds better, actually.
Well, say it in Swiss German.
Was du draus machst, ist was ich draus mach.
Perfect.
So, free lesson in Swiss German. So basically the idea behind is at Swisscom, you really have an extraordinary high degree of flexibility and freedom to design your work. And you can have an impact and bring in your full self. And that's what we want. So we basically want our employees to use all those opportunities we provide, because then at the end, the sum of their actions define who we are as a company. So what they do is who we are.
Right. And around the communications, well, how does it manifest itself? Do you do campaigns and initiatives around this?
Yes. So we designed a linguistic concept as well, a visual concept. And now we try to integrate that on all touch points. So always the headline with ready for, and then at the end, the tagline. And as well, we changed a little bit the tone of voice of our communication. Basically, it's the red line that goes through all our activities.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, you mentioned Swiss German here, but I know there are four languages in Switzerland. Do you have to then have them, is translated in all different languages?
Yes. So we have it in four languages, in German, French, Italian, and English.
Okay. And I know that you've very recently launched a new career page from scratch, or you redesigned it. Mm-hmm. Tell us about why did you redesign it in the first place, and how did the project go, and what are some of the early results been?
Mm-hmm. We came to the conclusion that our previous careers portal did not really serve its purpose. It was not designed for our target group, so the content didn't match the target group. It was very hard to use, so even I myself sometimes didn't find the information I was looking for. So, so basically it was not really purposeful. So we decided to like really start from scratch again. We got a really great design agency that helped us. And then we used a user-centric approach to design the new portal. So we really put the users in the center and designed everything around them. Makes it sometimes more complicated for us or our colleagues in recruiting, but it's easier for the user.
And let's say I'm a user. What happens when I click onto this page? What's the first thing I see?
Mm-hmm. So if you get to the landing page, then you see, like, probably that's on every career portal, you have the direct link to the jobs if you want to go. But then you have below our career worlds, we call them. It's five of them, and they basically are summarizing all the opportunities you have in Swisscom grouped in five career worlds. So if you then go in those, You get more information about the kind of jobs we have in these areas, the open positions, of course, and some background information about projects, technologies, etc. And as well, some contacts to opinion leaders from that area, to active sources, etc.
Okay, so that's interesting. So let's say I go into IT, which is what we need. And if I am a candidate, can I then go on, not applying for a job straight away, but if I want to have a conversation with a professional at Swisscom doing a similar job to me, is there someone I can reach out to and just have an informal chat?
We don't have employees on the page, just active sources. But then on our job ads, we always have a contact. And usually that's the hiring manager, someone from the business. And one of our application possibilities, or actually it's not really application possibility, is to have a coffee talk. So just an informal exchange with someone from the team.
Okay, nice. And what happens in these? I don't know if you've gone through the process yourself, but is it a virtual coffee? Or what happens?
It always depends on the location, right? And then on, the current circumstances with all everything that's going on in the world, COVID, etc. But ideally, it will be a physical. But the hiring manager or the person from Swisscom and the potential applicant, they can decide themselves.
Okay, that's a great feature. And when did you launch this page, and have you been able to measure any results from it yet?
Mm-hmm. So we launched it mid-April, and we saw a huge increase in our visitor number and the number of unique visitors. So that's already good. Well, I have to admit, now we're doing as well more recruitment marketing and campaigning, because now we have a good page we can guide the people to. But what is especially nice, our most important career world is the engineering and technology career world. And this one is as well the most visited career world. So we seem to reach the people we want to reach.
And is there, in this career world, is there any particular type of content that applicants seem to enjoy? Is it audio, video, or blogs?
Well, so far, most of the content is more written. We then link to blogs or videos or so if they want to get more information. But honestly, that's a very good question. I haven't analyzed it in that detail yet.
Because the reason I ask is that I've spoken to clients in the past who have realized that there's one or two pieces on a website who have influenced more than 70% of all the applicants to apply. But almost like everyone said, when I watched that video, I knew this was the right company for me. So you just never know what's going to resonate.
True.
Okay. So based on all this work you've done, what are some of the top tips that you'd like to share with our listeners?
So I think for me, most important things are build up a strong network in the company, especially build strong ties with the communication department, the branding department, but as well build up a network of supporters and allies. And most importantly, or crucial, really get top management sponsors, and then probably focus. Don't try to be everyone's darling. Define your target group and base your strategy on this, because you will never be able to fulfill all the expectations and wishes that are out there. And then maybe see yourself as an enabler, because employer branding is a transversal topic. So a lot of it is done outside of your team. So don't try to control it or be the guardian dog kind of employer branding, but rather enable other people, provide them with know-how, tools, and tips, and use their activities.
Okay, this is an interesting one. So you should have a transversal view. Can you give us an example of how you enable others?
Mm-hmm. So maybe one thing we have done is we build up an employer brand ambassador community with people out of our target group. And those ambassadors we provide with several toolkits that they can use, like how, for instance, they could use social media to position themselves and their content, or how to organize an event themselves, and I don't know how to do a successful presentation. So just these like good to know things, And of course, what is our employer brand and what should they stress?
Nice. And is that for leadership as well, or is it mainly regular employees, so to speak?
It's for employees from all levels.
Great. And who has performed the best, or any particular functions or types of people?
I have to admit our DevOps unit is pretty active and motivated. They do a lot.
DevOps, okay. Mm-hmm. That's great. If that's, you know, you have the IT focus. Normally when I check in on that performance of employee advocacy, it's usually recruiters, sales and marketing are doing the best. So that's very encouraging. All right, Katya, what is it that makes this this job that you do so special?
I think the variety of tasks and topics, because employer branding itself is already a mix from marketing, communications, HR.
Yeah.
And you can put so much under that word or umbrella. So I would say chances are really high that no day is like the other. And that's what I really like or love about this word.
Fantastic. Right. Final question is, where can our listeners connect with you, and where can they learn more about Swisscom?
So, I have a LinkedIn profile, so just feel free to send me an invitation to connect. Swisscom as well is active on LinkedIn, so you can follow our company channel, and I guess the most detailed information you get on our new career portal.
Great, and we'll put links to all of those in the show notes as well. Right, thank you so much for your time today, Katya.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me, Jordan.
Okay, there we go. I mean, what have your DevOps ever done for you? I mean, what have they done for you lately, for your employer brand? Watch and learn. Swisscom DevOps, I'm very impressed. Right, be sure to reach out to Katya, and thank you ever so much for sharing the employer brand story at Swisscom. And you may want to consider subscribing to this podcast. You can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com. And did you know that the podcast even has its own Twitter account? Yes, it's Employer Brand UK, all in one word. And finally, how do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Our approach is called the Employer Brand Index, or was it the Link Humans Index? Well, that's the update. We uncover everything being said about your company in the context of employment. We analyze this and deliver the insights in a report and on our handy online platform. And to make it more interesting, we can add your talent competitors. To learn more about the Link Humans Index, get in touch or just head to linkhumans.com to learn more. That is it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
What's the best thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.